The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. Once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. Both our first reading from Isaiah and our Gospel from Matthew both talk about fasting. So we're going to talk about fasting here this morning. Fasting, one of the three spiritual basics. The other two being prayer and almsgiving. If you want to make any spiritual progress, remember, spiritual life table that stands on three legs. Prayer, fasting, almsgiving. Take one of those three away, table falls down, all right? Now, of those three, fasting is easily the least popular, the most misunderstood, and the most important. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So as you sit right there in your pew, you are a body and a soul. I don't know if you've ever given any thought to the question of what are you, but just give a little bit of thought to that question right now. What are you as a human being? You are a body and a soul together. You're an incarnate spirit. You're not a soul trapped inside a body. Very popular these days. People say, "Oh, what, I'm a woman trapped in a man's body," or whatever. No, you're not. You are one being, an incarnate spirit, a body and a soul together. Now, the body, that's everything that's physical. It has certain demands, and boy, does it make its demands known, right? When you're tired, body tells you. When you're hungry, body tells you. When you're thirsty, body tells you. It has its demands. Think of the soul as being like the voice of reason. Or perhaps you could think of your soul as being the voice of conscience. Ideally now, body and soul are in perfect harmony together. It's the way we were made to be. But thanks to sin, they're not in perfect harmony together. And we all know it. This is what we call concupiscence. Body and soul fighting each other for dominance all your life long. And you're going to decide who wins that fight. You're going to decide. Now, the body has its demands, like I said. Now, very often, these demands are perfectly reasonable demands. You're hungry, body says, "I want something to eat," no problem. Come to the end of the day, you're really tired, body says, "I want to go to sleep," no problem at all. Perfectly reasonable demands. But as we all know very well, the body often makes very unreasonable demands, and this is when the soul speaks up. The soul says to the body, "You know, maybe you shouldn't be eating quite so much and quite such bad food." And the body says, "Yeah, but I feel like it." And the soul says, "You know, maybe you shouldn't be spending quite so much time in entertainment. Maybe you should spend more time in prayer." And the body says, "Yeah, but I don't feel like it." You know, and the soul says, "You know, maybe you should avoid that near occasion of sin." And the body says, "I'm not in the mood." And thanks to original sin, who usually ends up winning the day? The body usually ends up winning the day. Now, one of the things our first reading, and this is something you can think a lot about, one of the points our first reading made is that when the body gives in, when the body gets what it wants, that is to say, when the soul gives in to the body, it causes injustice to other people. Always? Yeah. In one form or another, always. There's enough in this world for all of us to have as much as we need. But there's not enough in this world for everyone to have everything that they want. It hurts you when you let the demands, the excessive, unreasonable demands of the body rule the day. And unfortunately, it always ends up hurting somebody else in one fashion or another. And this, brothers and sisters, this is why we fast. Why do we fast? We fast so that the soul will rule the body, so that reason will rule unreasonable demands. And by the way, it happens to be explicit teaching of Jesus Christ. Jesus says the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then my disciples will fast. Now, this is highly unpopular. it was very unpopular, the idea that you have to actually bodily penance, really give things up, especially so during Lent, but really all year long. Very unpopular. I hope you believe me. I hope if you already believe me, maybe you believe me a little tiny bit more. But here's how people often fight this idea. They resist this idea. They say, oh yeah, I think that's so negative, I'm not going to give anything up for Lent. Instead, I'm going to do something good. And that's great. Really, it's great. Except that doing something good is called almsgiving. It's a totally separate category. You should be doing that anyway. And then people will say, well, okay, so what I'll do instead, I'll fast from unkindness. Or I'll fast from being so judgmental. Or I'll fast from having a quick temper. And I say, that's great too. Except you're confusing means and ends. Those are the ends that we all want, living in charity. Fasting is the means that gets us there. And I hope this is clear. Imagine a ball player. Ball player says, I don't want to practice, I just want to score points. Well, practicing lets you score points, that's why you practice. Imagine a gardener. I don't want to fertilize and hoe and irrigate, I just want to grow bright red apples. Well, irrigating and fertilizing, that's what leads to it. Right? I want to be less quick-tempered, I want to be more patient. Fasting is what leads to it. The reason why we fast is so that you will be master of yourself. Now, materially speaking, there's almost no difference between fasting and dieting. The difference lies in the motive. So, yes, do have something that you're actually physically denying yourself. It's usually something you eat in the season of Lent so that you can keep our Lord's command to fast. And when you do, remember your motive. I'm doing this because I want the soul to rule the body, because ultimately I want Christ to rule my whole self. It's the very first Friday in Lent, first day of deep penance and this beautiful season that lies before us. Let's make the most of it starting today. Amen.